Tippy Talks podcast.
Hello and welcome to Tippy Talks, your financial empowerment podcast full of education, resources, and so much more for service providers. My name is Ashley and I'm one of the account managers here at Tippy. We know you're busy, so let's dive in. Welcome back to Tippy Talks. I'm so excited to be on today with one of our accounts, Capelli's Studio and Spa out in Decatur, Illinois. I've gotten a chance to really get to know Nicole Gardner, the owner, and she is very inspiring, and the way that she provides such culture to her team has been really cool to listen to. She has two service providers on today, Billy Ray Larkins and Emily Elder. Really want to get behind and financially empower our service providers to be able to do and achieve all the goals that they want. So let's go around and introduce ourselves.
My name is Nicole Garner, owner of Capelli's Studio and Spa in Decatur, Illinois, and I have been open since 2008. I started behind the chair as well, and about 2.5 years ago, I stepped back from behind the chair to focus on growing my brand and my company. So today I've brought two of my service providers with me to kind of chat a little bit about Tippy and the benefits to it. Obviously being an owner, my number one goal is to make this event better on the service provider, more financially successful for them. And Tippy was a no-brainer for me. I don't even know how many years we've used them, but and then we recently integrated with Mevo, which is nice too. So we can chat about that as well.
My name is Emily Elder. I've been with Capelli's for about 3 years now. I'm a level 2 stylist. I started at Capelli's right out of cosmetology school. And I've just had an amazing experience growing as a stylist, building my clientele, really, getting used to, just everything to do with the beauty industry. And I've had an amazing time and I work with amazing people. So
my name's Billy Ray. Myself too am a level 2 stylist at Capelli's. I have been with the company just since October, so in a sense I'm still learning the ins and outs, but I can honestly say it is the best place I've ever worked, and we have a full support system, and I learn something new every day that I go to work, even though I've been behind the chair for 14 years.
Oh, wow. Okay. That's amazing. So you have been obviously in the industry in other capacities and then just joined recently to Capelli's.
Yes, ma'am. I was at my old salon for most of my career, and then we moved from Florida to Illinois.
That is awesome. That's so awesome. Well, I know that Nicole, you're in a lot of schools, and you were talking to me about how you really focused on your culture and really growing the team and giving them as much as you possibly can resource-wise. So my question for you is, when you decided to bring Tippy in as another piece of the puzzle, and how did you integrate, like bring it into the company? How did you introduce it to the staff? And then how do you use it as a recruiting tool?
Gosh, it's been so long. I don't even remember how I found it, but I came across it probably on, I'm sure, one of our partnered brands' websites. So I looked into it, and it was pretty simple to understand and bring into the company. And the fact that they get their tips within 2 business days and now they get them instantly, that was a no-brainer. I really think it's important to have the employees have a voice as well. So any decision like that, that is going to affect their career or make changes that dramatically to their day-to-day work, I want to make sure that they have a say-so in that. and see all aspects of it. So I had a team huddle, we discussed it, and everybody was pretty much on board. We brought it in, loved Tippy, and then we did convert to Mevo. We used an old software prior to that. And so when we did the conversion, it was a two-step checkout. So it was a little bit of a transition because at some points we were worried about, you know, our service providers not getting the tips when it's a two-step checkout. And then they integrated with Mevo, which was amazing. So now every single guest gets the opportunity to tip right off the bat, and our minimum is 20%. So we get to set that, which is so cool. Overall, our average tipping rate is 21 to 24%. So we love that. And it's a huge chunk of their income. So it's super important that that is included into their revenue through that for the year. So, yeah, I don't think that we have anybody that can complain about it because now they don't have to wait to payday till payday for their tips. They get them pretty instantly. So
I do love that. And how has it been with the whole process just kind of coming together and being that one swipe with Mevo?
It's so much more smoother of a checkout process. And it's nice because even if they decide that, you know, some guests may say, okay, 20% might be too much for them, they can actually customize it themselves. So it gives them that option too. So it's really convenient for both the service provider and the guest at that standpoint. So, and it's one swipe, it's done. And like I said, that goes directly to their, wherever they have their direct deposit set up. So it's not running through the business. They don't have to worry about us. They're getting the instant deposits. And yeah, it's just a nice way to get that income right away.
Yeah, absolutely. Emily, do you want to share some of like your experience as a service provider, you know, with becoming behind the chair, a service, being a stylist, using Tippy, and how that's impacted your career?
Sure. So, going into Capelli's, I was extremely nervous because I had just graduated school and I also was in school whenever COVID hit. So that really interrupted my education, especially with my hands-on learning. So I was extremely nervous whenever I graduated and whenever I took my state boards to actually start in a salon because I just felt very unprepared. But with Capelli's, they really took the time with me. I was set up with a already established stylist who was my coach, and I learned all of her tips and tricks. I worked on her clients with her before I started taking my own clients. And that really was a game changer. I don't think I'd quite be like the stylist I am today if it wasn't for that. As far as Tippy goes, I absolutely just love everything about it. I actually have a separate debit card. It's a branch card for Tippy. So my tips instantly are transferred to that card and I can use it. I use that card more than my actual bank debit card. So I absolutely love it. So convenient. And I really have no complaints about it. Usually I use my branch card mainly for like groceries or let's say if I'm like going out to eat or going out with friends, like that's usually what I use that money for because tips to me is like, I don't know, me and Billy joke about it, how it's like, if I use my tip money, I didn't really pay for it. You know what I mean? it's like, if it's basically free. So yeah, that's usually what I use my branch card for. And it's just so nice having that extra, like separate little income that I can rely on when needed. And the app is really easy to use. You can transfer your tips out of your branch account to either your bank account or a different debit card that you have. almost instantly or within like a few business days. So that's super convenient.
Awesome.
And yeah, the Tippi app is also really, really easy to use to track all your earnings weekly, monthly, daily, all that good stuff.
Yeah. Oh, I love it. How about you, Billy? Did you use Tippi before this?
No, ma'am. Tippi was not something I used before this. So I would have to wait to get any of my card tips till I got paid.
Gotcha.
So that was definitely, you know, something that was quite a game changer for me, because long run, you know, it's like, oh, well, you know, a lot of people do tips on cards these days. There's not always a lot of cash flow. People don't keep it on them.
Yeah.
So being able to have that tip money, it's like, oh, I don't feel like cooking supper. How about, let's see what I did today. Okay. I'm picking up pizza on the way home for me and the kids and my husband. Like, it's just easy.
That. Yeah. Yeah, you know, you're right. I mean, that's why Tippi was born, because, you know, we were in a meeting. This was back when we all worked together in a different company, a different capacity. And we were just kind of like, what are we going to do? We're constantly running to the bank, like trying to get cash and putting in ATMs in the salons. And it was just like, this is not working. So what are we going to do? So that's kind of how Tippi was born. And it just was like this idea, and it started to snowball into this direction and to the direction that it is now. And it's really evolved. And the whole meat and potatoes behind it is because we want the service provider to feel like it is a part of huge chunk of their income, but also just like they can get that right away and they don't have to wait because of any kind of interruption, you know, that goes on throughout the day or anything like that. So it has been such an amazing journey. It's been cool to see it grow. It's grown so much, and it's really based upon, you know, how can we make this better for you guys? And I love to see the other side of it. It's been really neat.
Yeah, I think it's super important to know exactly where you're at financially with your tips as well, too. So with my team, I sit down quarterly and annually with them, and we have a career path set for each of them. And part of that career path does include their tips, and that's a huge portion. So we want to make sure that they're aligning in that in their career path with whatever level they're in and working towards that financial revenue. So it is extremely crucial that they understand and know how much they're making along with their tips. There's so many people I sit down with that are independent that may not know where they're at financially. And so whenever we go over the tips and the commission and all of that, it's actually shocking to them to know the real true numbers behind it. So, you know, I think it's really important that my service providers know as well where they're at and where they're going.
Oh, 100%. You know, when I was talking to you before, you did point that out. And I love that you really help them like with their personal and their professional life. And it all kind of comes together and it's all written out and you guys can kind of like go back and see how far you've come. And I love that. And, you know, I listen to a lot of different podcasts and things like that about accountability. And it's really awesome to have somebody there for you, right? And like, sometimes it doesn't get really easy and sometimes it is easy and you just have that person behind you. And it's so awesome that you do that for your team. They are behind them and supporting them and just giving that encouragement. It speaks volumes. So, So what are your goals? Emily, what are your goals? What are some of those things? What do they look like in the next like year or two?
Currently, I'm really trying to focus on just perfecting my work as a stylist, just staying consistent, staying on top of my numbers, just being as successful as I can be. Also, I am pretty new with extensions, and I want to eventually become a educator for BABE, which is the extension company that we work with. We also just switched color lines to Euphora, and I absolutely love it. And I'm looking into also becoming a Euphora educator as well. So I'm really just focusing on being as successful as possible as a stylist and just for myself.
That's awesome. Oh, I love that. I can see that it's going to happen. Definitely going to happen. I love that you have that, the drive inside of you just to kind of like to even, and even the courage, like the courage to look at your numbers and to really evaluate it. I think that speaks volumes. Not a lot of people want to see it. And I think because there's a lot of like fear behind it, right? So it does get a little scary. Right. And I think numbers can be scary and all those things. But when you really lay it out and be on purpose with that, I think it really matters.
Yeah, and understanding the difference between actually just touching money and what's really coming in after the overhead and all of that is what's really important. And so that is something that we talk about because we are an hourly commission-based company. It's more, you know, we want to make sure they understand the difference between a rental versus commission and hourly. Like, they are both successful routes for sure, but you definitely need to know your numbers at whichever route you decide to take. So, and that is my area of expertise. I am a huge numbers person. I never thought that I was, but I've always loved math, and I loved being a stylist. When it comes to like formulating and stuff, I definitely think outside the box and I need something that is a little more challenging for me. So this was right up my avenue with, you know, knowing numbers and getting deeper into it and understanding the why behind and making sure that they understand what they want to know about their numbers.
Oh, I love it. That's so awesome. Billy, how about you? What are your goals for the next year or two?
So I have several different goals ranging from personal to professional. Yeah. And it's just, and a lot of it's just because honestly, for so many years, I was a stylist that thought I was making good money but never had the numbers to understand. And Nicole actually like helped me realize, hey, you really like you didn't know your numbers, you really weren't where you thought you were. So with that, I was like, oh, well then I want to be the best I can be in learning and growing, because I was in my little box and never had any struggles. So I was like, now that I'm trying new things, I'm learning, you know, I was really comfortable. So I do want to grow to be a better stylist. I want, you know, to be there for anyone that needs help, that they can come to me and be like, hey, can you help me with XYZ, or just bounce off of. So I kind of like being a support leader type person.
That's actually one of her goals, is to become a leader. So she's doing a great job on that transition. So
yes.
That's awesome.
So, you know, and then, you know, personal, like I do want to get a bigger house and I want to get a bigger car because I have two boys that are growing very fastly. You know, it's just, so I weigh both sides of it.
Yeah, as you should. Yeah. You know, that's awesome. I love that you have this like desire to give back, and you do too, Emily. You want to educate. I think that's so important. You know, as we continue to grow in the business and the industry, we want everyone to continue to love what they do and to be on fire for what they do. And I think when you start to like humbly share your experiences and your like, hey, I've your story, like I've been there, I've done that, you know, this is how I got through it. It just is incredible. And to make sure like people stay in the business and the industry and love it. So if you could give any advice to someone that's possibly like on the fence, you know, not sure if they want to do it. They have a lot of questions or they're scared. What would that be? What would that look like?
I would definitely get off the fence first off and lean towards it. To me, it's a no-brainer. There were a lot of questions in the very beginning, but being with the integration, my system is set up a little bit differently. But it's really low cost for owners, and it's super, super beneficial for the service providers. So to me, like I said before, it's a no-brainer. I would definitely do your research and if there are any other companies, I don't know if there are or not, but Tippi is obviously the best by far, and they're always evolving and growing, and I loved that. So for me, I would say get off the fence and definitely go towards the Tippi direction.
Awesome. Well, I just want to say thank you so much for coming on here and sharing your stories and your goals and experiences. I think we should do this again. We should talk about where you are at, you two.
Yes, Billy, I love that.
And Nicole, yeah, I love to see, you know, how everything evolves and everyone continues to grow. This has been great. And we obviously love Tippi. We love our accounts. We love our users. So we're just so thankful that you guys can come on here and share your stories and your experiences.
Hey, Tippi family. Terry McKim here, founder of Tippi. When I came up with the concept many years ago on the back of a piece of paper, I couldn't have imagined it would turn out like this. The businesses and most importantly, the users are really what makes this company so special. The goal then, and still today, was to better the beauty industry, but most importantly, provide financial tools to empower the service professionals. So when we say Tippi was created and built in industry, we mean it. We now have a community of strong, talented, and hardworking individuals, and we're still growing. Thank you for trusting us. We can't wait to keep growing with you.